Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike Dulac. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike Dulac. And now, play ball. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Francona reaches second base with a double. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luplow moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luplow scores. Romano moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field. Geiger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Geiger. Romano scores. Kirkland goes all the way around to score. Phillips moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Francona is called out on strikes. two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Essigian strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Romano reaches second base with a double. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romano scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling misplays the ball. That's an error on Schilling. Kirkland moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kirkland moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Indians. Ken Aspromonte pinch runs for Jerry Kindle. Galen Sisco now pitching. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte now playing second base. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Luplow hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona juggles the ball. That's an error on Francona. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Geiger moves to third. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Geiger scores. Yastrzemski scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Malzone scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Frank Funk now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Hardy moves to second. 1 out. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held strikes out. 1 out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Kirkland moves to second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger is hit by the pitch. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontieri fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Barry Lattman now pitching. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tillman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Tillman reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. Malzone scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Runnels tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit is walked intentionally. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0 for 2 in the game. Cisco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Luplau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Essigian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Essigian moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 3 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schilling moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels is walked intentionally. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Raditz now pitching. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Dillard pinch hits for Barry Latman. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to third. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Luplow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bressuit is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Essigian hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Romano strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Schilling is hit by the pitch. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Geiger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schilling moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Runnels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Held strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Luplow now playing left field. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Tillman strikes out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bressuit hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 9, Red Sox, 9. Dave Philly pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. Chet Nichols now pitching. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Francona is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Green pinch hits for Al Luplow. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Green now playing left field. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Tillman hits a line drive towards short. Held catches it and throws to first to double up Runnels. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Held moves to third. Hal Kalstad now pitching. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards pinch hits for Gary Bell. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Bressoud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-6 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Francona is walked intentionally. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wynn Hawkins now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hardy hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Kolstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolstad bunts in front of the plate. Romano fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Held fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasbai hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a double. Romano is hit by the pitch. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-9, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Held. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Held steals second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-4 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Held moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins takes first base on ball 4. Held scores. Phillips moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. It's 12-9, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-6 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Aspromonte scores. Hawkins moves to third. It's 14-9, Indians. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Hawkins scores. Francona moves to second. Two outs. It's 15-9, Indians. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasbai hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kolstad fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 15, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Geiger hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontii settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 15, and Boston Red Sox, 9. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.